Let's talk sport now, and we welcome back Russell Barwick from the Sports Television Network, ESPN Australia. Good morning, Russell.
Morning, Kathy. Been an interesting 24 hours. I've got myself in Melbourne after watching a little bit of baseball last night.
Well, speaking of Melbourne, Geelong, near Melbourne anyway, Geelong are going to upset a few fans, I think.
Well, they are. They've decided to charge non-members to watch their team train, and it's caused a bit of a rift in football circles, primarily because Geelong maintain that if you're a member of the club, then you should get benefits. So they're going to charge. It's not a huge charge. I think it's $5 for adults and $2 for children to watch their team train during certain times over the school holidays. Now, they've defended the charge, saying they're a $50 million club and they don't need to make extra money out of things like this. But at the same time, it's giving their members something a little extra. But I suppose the argument would be that if you can't afford membership, maybe the opportunity to go and watch Geelong train is just as much fun for young kids. And how much is $2 going to generate? And how exclusive is it if it's only $2? So why not just open the gates for free? So,
and you've got to wonder whether the charges then gradually increase.
Well, how much does it cost for someone to actually man the gates to get the $2? And you're right, it's always going to increase. They'll probably hit you for a parking charge as well. Look, if you're going to watch people train and there's no harm in it, and all they're doing is running around having a bit of a kick of the footy and there's no competition, I hardly think, especially in this day and age when half of the teams train in public ovals, that you can just put a cape around them and say, okay, $2, $5, everybody start to pay up.
And I wonder if other clubs who might be a little less flush would consider this maybe a good idea as well.
Yeah, it opens the floodgates. Look, it started, if you remember, when Manchester United and Liverpool came out to Australia earlier this year. Of course, they're a little bit bigger franchise than Geelong, and plenty of people couldn't get tickets to their one game. So they did, and I think quite rightly, because it was such a one-off act, they charged for training sessions. But, gee, we've had some pretty big people come out to Sydney and Melbourne and Brisbane and all sorts of places, and rarely have they charged. I think Geelong might regret this decision, given the small amount that they'll redeem from their non-members. If you're a member, and there's, just say, 1,000 people turn up, but only 100 people are non-members, you're really talking about $300 or $400, and that's probably only going to cover staff costs.
Russell, just briefly, baseball's newest multi-million dollar man is an Aussie.
Yes, wouldn't this be a good job? We talked about good jobs earlier in the week with surfing, but baseball's multi-million dollar man, or the latest one, is an Aussie. They call him the Raging Aussie. His name is Grant Balfour. A $15 million deal over 2 years, and the good thing about his job, he's a closer. So he only comes in for about one inning, sometimes only one batter. So if they're in front, they've got a big hitter, they send in Balfour, he throws down some heat, and hopefully he closes the game out. It's a far cry from the guys I was watching last night in the All-Star game who are lucky to earn about $300 a week.
Mind-boggling numbers, really, isn't it? Thanks very much, Russell.
Talk to you in an hour.
Russell Barwick from the Sports Television Network, ESPN Australia.